Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Are you enjoying the summer? I hope so. We find ourselves hustling through the month of July, and we are, I trust, getting a lot out of our text for July and August, which is Revelation chapter 1. I am praying for you, and I am asking the Holy Spirit to make this come alive in your spirit. And if you are not yet a Christian, that I am praying for you to invest your faith in Jesus Christ and to join us on this journey as we discover the glory of God in the person of Christ. I remind you that in verses 5 through 7 of Revelation chapter 1, John the Apostle and author of the Revelation clearly gives us 10 facts about the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me start by reading to you verses 5 through 7 of Revelation 1. And then I'll draw out the facts, and I'll continue to explain each one, beginning with fact number 4. Hear now God's word in Revelation 1, beginning at verse 5. From Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. And the 10 facts are, Jesus is the faithful witness, he is the firstborn of the dead, and Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Those are the first three, and we have already discussed them. And just this reminder, if you want to listen to that again, or for the first time, just jump on our website, and each broadcast is a podcast that you can listen to anytime. The website is godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. You can listen right online or download these to your phone, tablet, whatever. You can also subscribe to the God Is podcast and have these automatically downloaded each week to you. www.godisministry.org. Here are the facts we have yet to discuss. I'll repeat these for those of you just joining us. If you already have these down, just stick with me for another few moments. Fact number 4, Jesus loves us. Fact number 5, Jesus released us from our sin by his blood. Fact number 6, Jesus made his followers to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. Fact number 7, to Jesus belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Fact number 8, Jesus is coming with the clouds. Fact number 9, every eye will see Jesus, even those who pierced him. And fact number 10, the tribes of the earth will mourn over Jesus. These are clear if you simply do the reading, Revelation 1, verses 5 through 7. And I've broken these 10 facts into three groups. The first group is facts 1 through 3. The second group is facts 4 through 7. And the last group is facts 8 through 10. And the reason for this is that John lays out the first three facts, and then he lifts us up in this doxology of praise to Jesus with the next four facts, group 2, and then he closes with the last three facts in group 3. And we talked about the doxology last time. And so today I want us to pick up our reading with fact number 4, Jesus loves us. Revelation 1, verse 5, to him who loves us. If you have your Bible with you and open, circle the word loves. This is the Greek word agapao, agapao, and it means to take pleasure in, to long for. This is pure love. One of my favorite Greek scholars, Kenneth S. Wiest, says the quality of this love is determined by the character of the one who loves. I'll say that again because this is so important to understand. The quality of this love is determined by the character of the one who loves. And who is the one who provides us this love? He is Jesus. And this is not some sort of emotional love stirred up within Jesus by us in those moments when we love him in return or obey him. No, this is the love of God's will. He loves us, period. He loves us steadily and consistently and in an ongoing manner. If it depended on us for God to love us, we are doomed. But God's willful decision is to love us deeply. If we are Christians, then to love us everlastingly. And there is something else you need to know about this word in the context of the Greek language here, Greek being the original language of the majority of the Bible's New Testament. And this has to do with the tense of this word. This is a verb, and it's in the present active tense, meaning in the present, Christ actively loves us. This love of Jesus is not solely in the past tense. Christ's love is present, active. He loves you right now. He is actively loving you and me. Wow, this is the truth we need to hear today. Perhaps you have accepted Christ did love me, but does he still love me? According to Revelation 1 verse 5, yes, he does. And you might wonder, is this word used for loves the same word for loved in John 3:16? Yes, it is. As many of you know, John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have eternal life." Agapao is the root word here. So we know that God loves every single person in the whole wide world alive at this moment. And that includes you. You. God loves you. You might say, "Well, I reject Christ. I dismiss God." You can say that, but that doesn't change the reality, the truth about you. God loves you. He loves you not because you are so lovable, but because it is his will, his determinative choice to love you. God loves you by his choice. For Christians tuning in, for those of you who believe deeply in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, by your faith alone, Jesus loves you today. And his love for us, because I include myself among you, his love for us is eternal. God will never stop loving us. And Jesus has prepared a place for us in heaven where we will worship God and live consumed by the immortal, indestructible and imperishable love of God for his chosen people. In Romans chapter 8, there is an awesome stretch of scripture. All of Romans 8 is superb. Actually, all of the book of Romans will transform your life, but we just have time today for Romans 8, verses 35 to 39. I'll read this for you, and the love of Christ we find here is for the Christian person, and it is not our love for Jesus, but rather his love for us. Listen to what this promises. Let this impact your mind, heart, and actions today. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, "For your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I love that, don't you? These are the words of the Apostle Paul to the church at Rome, and they are also his words for us. So for those of you with faith in Christ, take heart. Whatever circumstance in life, perhaps trouble of your own making, your own sin, whatever has you agitated, you're making your way through life today in the loving arms of the Lord. You might say, well, I don't feel loved. Well, just because you don't feel his love does not mean it is not there. We regularly love by emotion, by feeling, but God loves by his will. Agapao. This is the love of God's will. He loves us, period. He loves us steadily and consistently and in an ongoing manner. God's willful decision is to love us deeply. Tomorrow we will see what Christ does to demonstrate, to prove his love for us. And as always, I intentionally invite those of you who reject Christ to put down a firm foot in your heart and mind today and pivot from your obstinance so that you will surrender your will to God's will. If you are willing, experience the love of Christ in your life. Choose for Christ and no longer against him. Tomorrow, you'll find out that Jesus has done something magnificent to love you as well. I'll be happy to discuss with you further what it means for you to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the love of Christ. So write to me and then join us again tomorrow, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.